It's very important, every man and every woman who belongs to God, who are listening under the sound of my voice, let this word edify you. Let this word correct you. Let this word confirm you. Let this word rebuke you. Let this word encourage you. Let this word give you some strength. Let it be the hidden man of the heart. This applies to women too. Let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible. Let your heart bear no corruption, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. Let your spirit be meek. Let your spirit be quiet, which is in the sight of God a great price. It's valuable to God. You see, according to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4, the Holy Spirit is going to help me clarify. I have sound leadership principles in my home. I demonstrate and practice the principle of authority and submission according to the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ. If a man of God has a wife, let this word help you. Have the wife, not any wife, have the right kind of wife who submits to you even when she opposes you as her husband. Let me say that real slow. The man of God who has it hidden in his heart, not corruptible, but he's meek and he's quiet in his spirit, he will have the kind of wife, the right wife who will submit to him even when she opposes him as her husband. Because of his decisions as the husband. The husband's gonna make a decision, and your wife might oppose the decision that the man makes, but she will demonstrate and she will practice the principle of authority and submission because of the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ that's in your home. Wouldn't it be something beautiful to have the right kind of wife who will continue to submit to your leadership and submit to your authority in your own home? You don't have to worry about her going to somebody else's home, and you don't have to worry about going to another woman's home because of what you're not getting at home, what you think you deserve. The wife that God gives to the man of God will give a powerful witness to Christ. Wouldn't you like to have the kind of wife that gives you a powerful witness to Christ and brings special honor to you? The woman must bring special honor to her husband because he's the husband and she's the wife. If you believe in marriage between one man and one woman, a male and a female is what I'm talking about. If you believe in that, then let your call be fulfilled to live with the right wife and the right husband in the way of understanding. Honor your wife with submission and service in the sight of God. It's okay for a man to honor his wife in submission in the service of God. You're not going to lose your manhood points or your manhood rights for that. As the man, listen to me, men, women, you listen to, but as the man, we must initiate blessing according to the word of God. The man must initiate the blessing upon his wife and to his wife according to the word of God. That's leadership. Initiate the blessing. As the leader in your own home, assume the responsibility for the sound health in your marital relationship between your wife and yourself as the husband. The man who demonstrates leadership and the man who demonstrates authority in his own home through the Holy Spirit and his wife will become the right woman who follows his leadership. She will be the right woman. She will be the right wife. She will be the right helper who will follow your leadership and follow your authority in the home through the Holy Spirit. Let your wife, you women under the sound of my voice, have the inward manner of life as a wife in your inner self, in your own heart, and have the true character of your person. Let it relate to God and make decisions. Let the wife cultivate her inner disposition of a gentle and a quiet spirit. Let the wife be gentle in her spirit. Let the wife be quiet in her spirit. For the Holy Spirit has taught the wife how to be a wife. Oh, come on, somebody. Let the Holy Spirit teach the wife how to be a wife and how to demonstrate her quality as a woman of God who is the wife of a man of God. And the Holy Spirit has taught the man of God how to be a husband and how to demonstrate his quality of a man of God who is the husband of a woman. There's a lot of gold nuggets you can find in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 4. If you know how to rightly divide the word of truth, if you know how to study the word and stop quoting scriptures with no understanding.